The following Frank Beckman podcast is brought to you by Volunteer Energy. Find out how more people are controlling their energy costs the Volunteer Energy way at volunteerenergy.com.
I want to start this hour, though, by that's semi-related because it involves police agencies. And it's cops helping cops. This is, in case you did not know it, this is the week that we honor police officers. It was President Kennedy back in 1962 who made May 15th National Peace Officers Memorial Day. And then the week, the calendar week during which May 15th falls, we honor National Police Week. It's been around since 1962. A lot of things have happened in the time since. And one of the things that's happened is establishment of the Badge of Honor Memorial Foundation. The man who founded it, president and CEO of the organization, is David Blanchard, who's on the other end of our line, I believe in Texas. David, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm very well. Please call me Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
You are in Texas, right?
I am.
Now tell me how Badge of Honor was put together and what it does.
Well, the Badge of Honor was formed as a direct result of 9/11, 12 years ago. We found after the dust had settled that many of the first responders were going to receive substantial amounts of money for the survivors, and we obviously thought that was correct, and I think everybody else does too, based on their sacrifice. But friends of mine across the United States I had conversations with, and they were going, obviously, that's the terrible thing that happened, but what about my guy that's killed answering a robbery? And we didn't know if there was any money available for the families. And we kind of started investigating and found out that there is money from the federal government, from an agency, component agency of the DOJ called the Bureau of Justice Assistance, which is currently about $330,000 that's tax-free for the families. But you have to go after the money, and the actual amount of paperwork is substantial, as you can probably guess.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And then the states have benefits also. Missouri having a $25,000 death benefit, one-time death benefit, plus other things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Michigan. And we found that with having some guidance that we could be we could assist in the process of paperwork, filling out the paperwork, and actually we established a strong relationship with the DOJ so that if there's any questions that we can help get answers, where trying to negotiate the phone.
Yeah, move it along more smoothly for the family.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I can imagine a lot of our listeners who are saying, wait a minute, don't police officers in every community have some form of life insurance and probably at a pretty good amount, or no?
The answer is it's mixed. It's mixed. But the majority do not. And a lot of states make provisions for first responders because of the nature of their jobs. So those numbers, there tends to be a one-time payment for a line of duty death to law enforcement and to firefighters, and any first responders.
Yeah, how many are there every year? How many deaths?
Well, the numbers change. Last year we had about 114. The 10-year number runs somewhere around 140, 150 officers killed. But the real problem is that the overwhelming, after doing this for 10 years, the overwhelming majority of the officers killed are killed at departments that have never lost an officer. Now, that's problematic because if you have never had an officer killed, then how do you know about the funds that are available to you?
Mm-hmm.
So we're the first contact. We try to be the first contact into the sheriff's or the state police or the police organization, state police organizations, and let the departments know that there is substantial money available. We have actually written a casualty planning guide, which is used by many departments to assist in many issues, including the knock at the door, asking the widow to gather children, we need to talk to you, and then things like funeral protocol, hospital protocol, and it's about 65 pages that we give to all departments.
Yeah. What's the significance of you bringing this to everyone's attention and bringing more focus to it during this week, National Police Week?
Well, you know, to be candid with you, there is really a knot. This is an ongoing process. It's every single day. There's a cop on average killed every 53 hours. So Police Week is a great opportunity to get the families and the survivors all together of the law enforcement officers killed the previous year. And then the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, which is the new museum they're building, that is actually, they have a wall where they put the names of the officers that are killed in the line of duty, much like the Vietnam Wall. So they have thousands of officers get together for that, which is on Wednesday. And then there are programs revolving around that main day that are put on by the Concerns of Police Survivors that do psychological counseling and how to deal with the death that unfortunately the family is dealing with.
Yeah, and you know the other thing about this week is it might be a good time to, if you see a cop anywhere near you, just stop and say thanks.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we say that, you know, basically they risk their lives to protect ours. And, you know, if it's 4 in the morning, you know who you're going to call. And, you know, every day is fraught with danger. You know, people leave, you know, an officer will leave in the morning, and unfortunately, you don't know if he's coming home.
No, and you don't know where that danger is going to come from. It could be a routine traffic stop. It could be a burglar, anything. You just don't know from moment to moment if you're an officer.
It is so true, and unfortunately, no two cases are the same. Michigan this year, we've had three cops killed, two Detroit police, and then a state trooper. Two were killed by gunfire.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know, and it can be as simple as a traffic stop, because you don't know who's in the car, you don't know what their agenda is, which is a terrible thing for a cop, and the stress is huge for law enforcement guys.
You betcha.
And on the families, too.
Well, yeah. Exactly, their families and all of their cohorts within the department. David, thanks for being with us. Keep up the good work with Badge of Honor, okay?
Thank you very much, sir.
Take care. Badge of Honor Memorial Foundation, founder, president, and CEO David Blanchard. Good time to bring him on, just to introduce him to you and acknowledge the great work of the men in blue around us, first responders everywhere. It's National Police Week.
Frank Beckman breaks news weekday mornings. Catch him live 9 to noon on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.